Hello, everyone, and welcome to week four here of Coach's Shows here on KMZA alongside here Axel Eagles head coach Eric Detweiler. Here the Axel Eagles locker room chats are brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Burn Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings. Well, a third straight here consecutive win on the season here, the 55th consecutive win in a row here for the Axel Eagles, a big 54-0 victory over Chase County last Friday. Coach, right now your team sits 3-0 on the season, 2-0 in the league. You begin districts here this week. We'll talk more about that in segment number two, but again, real quick, tell me about that win over Chase County last Friday.
Yeah, I thought our kids come out and played exceptionally well, you know, way better than what we did the week before. You know, we definitely worked on some of the mistakes that we had made in week two against Washington County, and you know, I thought we played assignment sound. I thought we played with more aggression and energy and enthusiasm, and obviously the score showed, and so I'm proud of the way the kids kind of reacted to the way, you know, we played after week two and bounced ahead, and you know, that definitely made themselves better for this week.
Well, no, a big thing, we just need to talk about the defense real quick from last week. You held Chase County 2 of 7 on fourth downs, also 2 of 11 on third downs. What was the key there, your defense, on keeping the Bulldogs behind the sticks?
Well, I think just staying more assignment sound. You know, like I said, last week we had some kids that were out of placement, and you know, we definitely stayed in our lanes, you know, defensively, and just stayed just well-rounded defensive football. You know, we read the line really well, and you know, I just think we're getting better every week.
Well, switching the gears, you're talking about the all-explosive offense. I know these last couple of weeks it's been a little bit of either it's the pass or the rush. We talked last week how finding a little more of a balanced offense this week, and your team really balanced it out well. I mean, Detweiler on the ground, he used his legs for 100 yards as well as 3 rushing touchdowns. But that's not to say that in the air he also wasn't deadly as well. He completed 6 of 7 attempts for 77 yards and a score. What can you tell me kind of about how that offense performed last Friday on top?
Yeah, we're getting better every week, you know, and his first incompletion was the first, you know, first pass of the game, and just never come out of his hand right, honestly, and you know, after that he was good to go, and rushing, our line is doing so much better, and quite honestly, I think our receivers and backs are blocking so much better in space, where in week one and week two, we'd get outside or bounce it through the middle and get upfield 10 or 15 yard gains, and we wouldn't maintain blocks and turn those big yardage into touchdowns. And, you know, we did that last week. We worked all last week on blocking out in space, open field blocking, which is, you know, incredibly hard in 8-man football. But, you know, if you do the right technique and do things right, you can do a pretty good job at it. And I was proud of the way our kids rebounded after last week, and, you know, we could turn them big gains into touchdowns.
Again, we're nearly halfway through the regular season, and now you are entering district play. What can you say kind of as an overall recap for these first 3 weeks from your team and how you've seen them be able to improve this quickly on the season?
Well, you know, just they're doing a good job of getting better every week. You know, they're in film study going over things that are, you know, making mistakes and correcting them. You know, it's one thing to, you know, kind of make the same mistake week after week, and it's another to get better on that, you know, on your old mistakes so you can move on and, you know, implement more things, whether it's offensively or defensively. So, you know, I just think in general, we're just headed in the right direction. We're maintaining our blocks better. You know, our receivers are running sharper routes. Defensively, we're more assignment sound. So, you know, we still got room for improvement. Don't get me wrong, but we're definitely headed in the right direction.
Critter Prophet here with Axel's head coach, Eric Detweiler, chatting with you here on the Eagles Locker Room Chat, segment number two. We'll talk about the first district game here for Axel. It's against the Blue Valley Randolph Rams. Hello, everyone, and welcome here to Locker Room Chats as we continue the chat here with Axel Eagles head coach Eric Detweiler. I'm Crinan Prophet. These Eagles chats are brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Burn Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings. Well, again, 3-0 here to start the season, 55 consecutive wins, looking for number 56 this Friday, taking on a familiar Twin Valley League opponent in the Blue Valley Randolph Rams, a team that just pulled out their first win of the season last Friday against KC East Christian in a shootout 48-42. Again, a familiar league opponent taking on this Friday. What can you tell me about the Rams here, Coach Detweiler?
Yeah, you know, they do a good job of, you know, keeping you off balance. I'd say they're a little bit more pass than run. And their pass concepts, you know, they got guys running different routes all the time. And so, you know, that'll be a new wrinkle for us. You know, Chase County kind of threw some passing stuff at us last week that we hadn't seen either. So, you know, it's going to be a good test for us. You know, try to stop those passing games. Their quarterback can scramble around, you know, pretty decent and, you know, throw it around. They're, you know, not an overly big team, you know, know, they're not big up front by any means, but they try to use their size or their quickness and small to their advantage.
Well, for the most part, Axel, they've dominated the series against the Rams all time, 28-7. You go back to last season, Axel here winning 64-8, and right now a 13-game winning streak here against the Rams. You know, what kind of chip on their shoulder are they going to have coming into this matchup, and how are you going to shut that down as quick as possible?
Well, I think every team that we play has got a chip on their shoulder, you know, trying to break our winning streak and or, you know, just how many consecutive times that we've either beat them or, you know, are ahead of them in the win-loss category. So, you know, I think they're definitely looking to, you know, knock us off. And, you know, I think that's just as common as any other opponent.
Well, again, here we're starting to approach district play. How more important do these games become to your team as, again, entering that first district game against your opponent this Friday?
Extremely important. You know, when you get into districts, it, you know, has playoff implications on seedings and on home field advantage. So every game, you know, we take extremely important. You know, it doesn't matter who our opponent is, because obviously everybody wants home games, and we want them just as important as anybody else. And so we strive for that and make sure our kids are on the right page.
I mentioned the home field advantage. There's really no quite other home field advantage than the Axel crowd. Man, that is a big, great crowd you have down there at Axel, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the stands are always full when we brought those jerseys in. You know, we went down and got them from Derby High School. They were replacing their stands, and so we went down there and tore them down and brought them up here, and you know, didn't know if we'd ever fill them up, but yeah, they're more than full, and people stand on the sidelines. So, you know, great crowd absolutely every week.
Well, lastly, just some quick last keys here taking on your opponent this Friday. Again, a familiar opponent in the Twin Valley League, but also your first district game here against Blue Valley.
Yeah, you know, just, you know, take everything serious. You know, win every aspect of the game, whether it's pass or run or special teams, and you know, come out with the same enthusiasm that we did last week and build upon getting better every week.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining us as always, and good luck this Friday.
All right, thank you.
That was head coach of the Axel Eagles, Eric Detweiler. Again, this Eagles Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings. Axel 3-0 to start the season, 2-0 in league. They have a chance to improve both of those categories as they play a league opponent in Blue Valley Randolph this Friday, entering districts.